It has been a very, very difficult 3 or 4 weeks following a very, very devastating and difficult year. As the COVID restrictions began to relax, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, upwards of 100,000 Jews, most from Eretz Yisrael, and of course throughout the world, pilgrimage to Meron to be by the kever of Shimon ben Yochai on Lag BaOmer, his yahrzeit. And unfortunately, due to a very difficult, devastating disaster and accident, 45 Jews were killed. And before we could even catch our breath, Hamas was sending rockets into Eretz Yisrael, sending thousands upon thousands of Jews into shelters and into bomb shelters throughout the country. More death and more devastation. And amidst that, an Arab Shavuos and a new base Medrash was being inaugurated, a Chanukah Sabayis in the Givat Zev section. The Karlin Stolen base Medrash, the bleachers crumbled and completely devastated a whole section of the base Medrash. 2 more Jews unfortunately died in that event. And as slowly, slowly, as a ceasefire was called for, there's been an enormous amount of anti-Semitism, physical attacks throughout the world, in America and in Canada and across Europe. In the middle of Midtown Manhattan, a 29-year-old young man beaten by a group of thugs. Shuls in Miami and in Los Angeles were completely defiled and debased. Graffitied anti-Semitism throughout Montreal and throughout numerous countries and cities that we're so familiar with. How do we react? How do we respond? What do we do when we see these events happening and unfolding in front of us? There's almost no time for us to think about one tragedy because another one has come and then another one befalls us. I certainly feel almost like Yaakov Avinu struggling with his brother Esav. And as soon as he leaves Esav, it's Lavan, his father-in-law, who gives him a very, very difficult time. And as soon as he leaves the house of Lavan, his daughter Dinah is abducted. And after that, Bikesh, Yaakov, Leshe, Vishalva. Yaakov wanted some breath of fresh air. He struggled with Esav and with Lavan. And with Dinah, couldn't that be enough? Kafatzel of Rogzo Shal Yosef, and his son Yosef is taken from him. And Yaakov Avinu doesn't have a chance to breathe. And the difficulties, the trials and the tribulations of Yaakov Avinu, Maisa Avos, Simon Labanim, we're seeing this as well. From COVID to Meron, from Meron to war in Israel, from war in Israel to collapsing and crumbling of breachers. And then continued with anti-Semitism that we continue to witness and watch. What do we do? How do we react? How do we respond? In the year 1927, 6 years prior to the death of Chafetz Chaim, there was the great Mississippi River overflowed, causing incredible damage and emotional turmoil, physical challenges and stress. And the Chafetz Chaim in a small village of Radin in Eastern Europe in Lithuania got up and said, "It's because of us. We've done something wrong to allow this to happen." And later in the 1950s and the 1960s, I've heard that Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein would get up and in the Smedrish Aponovich Yeshiva, where he served as the Mashkiach, and when an Israeli soldier was killed, he would say, "It's because of us, we've done something wrong." We too have to look and think, what are we doing? And these Gedolei Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein have taught us that when something occurs in a distant, faraway place, it's not distant. It's not over there, but it's us. We also have to be involved and actively pursue and think and contemplate, how does this impact me and what have I done to allow that to occur? Especially when it happens in Meron, especially when it happens in Givat Zev, especially when it happens in Manhattan, in Miami, and Los Angeles, and throughout very, very areas that we're so comfortable and know so well. Often, though, it's much deeper than that. And we look at tragic events, specifically throughout our history, see when many of them occur because of pirud, divisiveness, division, sinas chinam is at the core of very difficult troubles that befall the Jewish people. Take a look in Sefer Bamidbar, which we are learning now. In Parshas Baloscha, which we're about to lay, we see a string of tragedies, peronios, that take place. The Asafsuf, they have a terrible his avu taiva, and they fight Moshe Rabbeinu. The Misononim complain. And then it's Korach v'Adasso, the 250 men. It's Dasan v'Aviram. It's Balak and it's Bilam. It's the division of Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. There's so much fighting. There's so much divisiveness, division within Klal Yisrael. But how did that occur in the Dor HaMidbar? There was Zochet to Matan Torah, there was Zochet to Kriyas Yamsov, Yitzias Mitzrayim. How is there so much division and fighting of the leadership? How could that occur? Because the first of those events that took place is, as it says in Parshas Maloschas, Chazal understand the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Vayisu mehar Hashem shloshas yamim, kitinog boreach mibeis asef, we ran away from Har Sinai. But what were we running away from? You know what took place at Matan Torah Har Sinai? Vayichan shom Yisrael keneged ahar, ki ish echad b'leiv echad. There was an incredible amount of achdos. There was an enormous amount of unity. There was incredible brotherhood and friendship, camaraderie that we never witnessed. That was because of that precursor that allowed Matan Torah to take place. But we ran away from that. And when we ran from Matan Torah, we were running away from Achdos, and instead we were running to Machlokes and division and to divisiveness. And when Klal Yisrael fight each other, that is the worst enemy that we have. Worse than our greatest enemies, we are our own enemy. And then because of that, became more division and more division. And Korach and Dasam ve'Aviram pick up on that problem. They see when there's division in Klal Yisrael, when the Meraglim say one thing and the rest of Klal Yisrael say something else. When the Nesiim aren't able to get along, Korach says, now I can catch them. Now I can attack. And Balak does the same and Bilam does the same. Because when we're not together, our enemies see that they have the ability to fight us and to fight us and to be successful. And the same thing happened in Golos Mitzrayim. Why did we go to Golos? What happened? What allowed Klal Yisrael for upwards of 200 years to be in Shibud Mitzrayim, the subjugation and the challenges of Mitzrayim? The Gemara says, Chazal teach us, because of the kinna and the sin of the Achim to Yosef. All because of that division. The family, the children of Yaakov, the Mita Shlema, they weren't able to get along. They saw their little brother Yosef, who was dreaming. And they saw that he was different. And they were nervous about him. And they took him and they threw him in the pit that ultimately he sold to Mitzrayim. And the whole story begins there. And thus, Rav Shlomo Kluger says, that's why the story of Leil HaSeder starts with Karpas. We dip a little something in salt water to remind us that that's what the brothers did. They dipped the kasones pasim in blood. And that's how the whole story of Shibud Mitzrayim takes place. And that's how the whole Leil HaSeder starts with Karpas. Everything begins with division, with divisiveness, with pirud, with sinas chinam. And the same story takes place as Haman's ability and his rise to power also emerges and begins, because Yeshno Ma'amechon Mefuzar Mefurad Ben Hamim. More division, more divisiveness, more inability to get along. And thus Haman attacks, because when he sees when Klal Yisrael and Nifrad, when he sees Klal Yisrael aren't together, that's when I could succeed. That's when I could attack. That's when I will be victorious. If brothers can't get along, if families can't get along, if communities can't get along, if Klal Yisrael can't work together, Balak, Bilam, Haman, and Paro all have the ability to overwhelm us, to overtake us, to destroy us, and to be victorious. But what's the way that we could return? And how will we be successful? Take a look at each of those three events. The Dor HaMidbar, the end of Sefer Bamidbar. What takes place? The last story. Reuven and Gad say that we don't want to enter Eretz Yisrael. We want to stand on the other side. Division and divisiveness as its greatest. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to them, how can that be? Ha'acheichem yavo lemulchama v'atem yeshvu po. Your brothers are going to go to war and you're just going to sit back? You're just going to stay on the other side of the bank of the Jordan River? That's what's going to happen? And Reuven and Gad hear that, and they understand the message. And then, Klal Yisrael say, I get it, I understand. I look back retroactively and see what occurred throughout the Midbar, the Asafsuk, the Misonanim, the Miraglim, and that allowed Korach, Vadaso, Dasan, Ve'aviram, everybody in Balak and Bilam to attack us. We need to be able to get along. And so marvelously, Sefer Bamidbar ends with that event. That Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe enter Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael. They stay for Yerusha and Yeshiva for 14 years and they work together. And it's at that point that Klal Yisrael are able to enter Eretz Yisrael, and the generation of the Midbar comes to its conclusion. Because when there's Achdos, when there's Avas Chinam, that overcomes Pirud and that overcomes Sinas Chinam. And thus the story of the Dor HaMidbar concludes with that, the ultimate Achdos. And the same thing happened in Golos Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael recognized that we need to work together. V'karusu bris beinem, says the Tana de Be'el Yo, in Mitzrayim they had a pact. And they made a pact. We're going to work together. We're going to help each other. It's going to be chesed, numero uno. And thus we say in Az Yashir Nachisa Bechastecha Am Zugo Alta, you know how the nation became redeemed. You know how Klal Yisrael went made from Gullus to Gula and from Shibu to Gula? Chastecha. When there's chesed, when there's brotherhood and camaraderie and friendship and avaschirman and achdus, Nachisa Bechastecha Am Zugo Alta, then the redemption comes, and that's exactly what takes place in Megillas Esther. That yes, it began with Yeshno Am Echad, Mefuzer, Mefur, Ben Ami, divisiveness, division, discomfort, and argumentation, and Sinas Chinam. But it all ended when Esther says, Lech Knos Es Kol Ayudim, bring Klal Yisrael together. And for 3 days, they fasted, they davened, and they came together, they joined forces. And thus we go from an Am Echad that's Mefuzer, Mefur, that's divisive, to an Amecha that's Knosas Kol HaYehudim. The antidote to Sinas Chinam is Ahavas Chinam. The antidote to Pirud is Ichud. The antonym to the end of our enemies coming after us is our ability to join together. Says the Chidush Yerim on the beautiful words of Ihisha Amda that we say Leil Hasei there. Shelo Echad Bilvad. When we're not together, when there is no Achdos, then Omad Aleinu Lechaloseinu. When Klal Yisrael are not Be'achdos, Shelo Echad Bilvad. When we're not together, then Omad Aleinu Lechaloseinu. Then our enemies will come after us and will attack us and will destroy us. And his grandson, the Sfas Emes, says the same thing on the Pasuk that we just quoted. And Megillas Esther, Yeshno Am Echon Mefuzer Mefurer Ben Amin. There's a nation that is distant. There's a nation that is expressing their division. Says the Sfas Emes, Yeshno Am Echad. The nation that's supposed to be together, Am Echad, Yeshno, they're sleeping. Klal Yisrael's Yeshenim from their Achdus, from their Am Echad. And when Klal Yisrael are Yeshno, when they're sleeping, Am Echad, then we're Mefuzer, Mefur, Ben Amin. Then it all comes to an end, then disaster can strike, and danger wreaks the havoc that it can do. And says the Sforno, that's the Pshat and the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Noach, the Dor HaFlaga, the generation that built Migdal Bavel. The Mefarshim ask, how could it be? How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu allow that to happen? Immediately, so soon after Maaseh Bereishis, after the Dor HaMabul, how could it be that there could be such a distraction and such a terrible, terrible thing that takes place that people forget about a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Vayomer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Hein Am Echad. You know why? Because that generation of the Dor HaFlaga, they're Am Echad. They're together, they're united. V'safa achas l'kulam, they speak the same language. V'zeh hachilom la'asos, and this is what they're trying to do, says the Sforno. V'ata lo yibotzer mehem kol asher yozmu la'asos. I can't stop them. Because achdus is so powerful. When people work together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't get involved, I can't stop even the most dangerous people from working and doing damage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Dor HaFlaga, the generation that built Migdal Babel, to take place because Yeshno Am Echad, Hein Am Echad, V'Safachas L'Kulam, says the Sforno. Imagine was the opposite. Imagine that we're a nation that's coming together ba'achdos. Then for sure, certainly we could bring Mashiach. And that, says the Sfas Emes, is the Pshat in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. When Yaakov Bikesh Legalos Es Haketz, Yaakov wanted to reveal the end of days. What's the Pasuk that he says? Hey, Asfu, V'agidu Lachem Mayeh B'achris Hayamim. Come together, my sons. Come together, my children. Hey, Asfu, if you're united together, Agidu Lachem Mayeh B'achris Hayamim. I could reveal to you what's going to be at the end of the days. Just like it took place in the first Geula. The Geula of Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael come together, Nachisa B'chazdecham Zugwalta. When you're together with brotherhood and friendship and camaraderie, then the Geula will come. Hey, Asfu, V'agidu Lachem Mayeh. Come together and I can tell you what's going to happen. We need to be united front. We need to be ba'achdos. There needs to be avas chinam. It's enough sinas chinam. It's enough pirud. We've seen incredible devotion of Klal Yisrael, the reaction to the tragedy, helping the 45 families. We've seen incredible reaction to the war in Eretz Yisrael, helping financially, physically, and emotionally. We've seen incredible achdos during this terrible week of anti-Semitism, Klal Yisrael uniting throughout the world to stand strong. Our ability to be victorious is when we work together as a group, as a nation, as a klal. We don't have to be identical. We're different. There's Sfardim and Ashkenazim. There are Hasidim and there are Misnagdim. There are all types of Jews. But it's one beautiful tapestry called Klal Yisrael that comes together, that cares about each other. Because when the Mississippi River overflows, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's because we did something in Radin. When an Israeli soldier was killed, or later says Rebbe Chatzka Levinshin, because something happened in the Panovich Yeshiva. We too have to feel when something happens for sure in Meron, when something happens for sure in Givat Zev, when something happens for sure throughout Eretz Yisrael and Sderot and their bombs, that's talking to us when a Jew is beaten up in Midtown Manhattan in broad daylight. That's a wake-up call. And Achdus is ringing and is calling. And that's where we fall now. And that's what our responsibility is. To turn the pirud into ichud. The divisiveness and the division into camaraderie and brotherhood. The sinas chinam, the baseless hatred, into ahavas chinam, to loving our fellow Jew. The ahavta reacha kamocha ze klal gadol batorah. If we're able to do that, if we're able to manage that, Klal Yisrael can go from Galus to Geula, from Shibud to Geula, from Galus Mitzrayim to Geulas Mitzrayim, from the death sentence of Haman ben Afochu to the beautiful redemption of Purim, and from the Dor HaNibra that suffered from such tragedy and difficulty, ultimately emigrating and entering Eretz Yisrael. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to understand and to appreciate these messages, to work closely with one another, and to be able to slowly, slowly begin to appreciate one another, families and friends, communities and shuls, to be able to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meherav yameinu shibane beis hamikdash, wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.